It's time for Money for Lunch, where we feed your brain and your business with supersized portions of business and financial news. Now your host, Bert Martinez.
All right, welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. Always good to have you here. It's such interesting times, and they seem to be getting more and more interesting. I'm excited to for my guest today, Norm Blumenthal. Norm Blumenthal is an attorney for workers and consumers, selected as one of the top attorneys in Southern California in selected by Super Lawyers as one of the top attorneys in Southern California. In 2017, Norm was inducted and recognized as one of America's most trusted lawyers in employment law. Norm Blumenthal is a regular here on Money for Lunch. And one of my favorite things that Norm has coined is don't be felt any stupid. Norm Blumenthal, welcome back.
Oh, nice to be back, Bert. And we're really coming into the home stretch on this election. You know, it's less than 90 days away. And I think the phrase that Trump himself coined Michelle Obama picked up on last night in her speech was, it is what it is. And Trump used that phrase when someone asked him a question, are you concerned about the fact that over 150,000 Americans have died from coronavirus and your approach to it? And his response was, it is what it is. That's 150,000 souls and their families being destroyed by a virus that we shouldn't have had more than a couple thousand people die from it, but because of the federal response, which was none, and we have now, we're at 170,000 people have died, and it's heading for 200,000. So I think what we want to do today for the listeners, since this is Money for Lunch, let's talk about the economics of where we are and where we've been over the last 4 years. And we want to see where we've been and where, if Trump were reelected, where he would take us. So the first thing is what has Trump done for the American workers over the last 4 years, and what will he do if reelected? Okay, let's look at the first issue, Bert, federal minimum wage. Federal minimum wage has been at $7.25 for quite some time. That's a salary per year of $15,000, which is below the poverty level. And what has Trump done with regard to having that minimum wage increase? Absolutely nothing. What does he plan to do with having the minimum wage of $7.25 increased if he's reelected? Absolutely nothing. On the other hand, candidate Biden, former Vice President Biden, is offering a $15 minimum wage. And you and I have talked about this on numerous occasions. Increasing the minimum wage increases everybody's wages because a rising tide floats all ships. So if we increase the minimum wage, which would be about $30,000 a year, which is, you know, it's still just above the poverty level, everybody has a chance to have their wages increased across the board. What ended up happening was, what did Trump do with regard to taxes? Did he decrease the taxes for the working stiff, laborers in this country? No. He decreased the corporate taxes. That's all he's done, and that's all he plans to do right now in regard to taxes. And he decreased that, and where did the money go? Did it go to increase salaries for the workers? No. It went to corporate buybacks and increased salaries for the head executives. And, you know, this is another theme we've talked about is this is an adversary system. Management wants to keep labor costs down, and labor wants to be able to, you know, at least get a living wage and more out of it. But it's not going to happen if in this kind of tax setting. And what we're seeing now is I don't know if you've seen it, Bert, but the president just came out with what he called, oh, I'm going to give everybody a tax holiday on their payroll taxes. And I would say that most people don't know anything about payroll taxes. And so let's give a little tutorial here on what the payroll tax is and what it funds. The payroll tax is a tax that was put in to fund Social Security. And the payroll tax, half of it, 6.2% of your wages, is paid by the employer. And the other half, 6.2%, is paid by the employee out of the payroll. So that's 12.4% of the payroll goes to this tax, which covers what? Social Security. And that is what's called a direct payment. In other words, the federal government cannot get a hold of this in their general fund, if that makes sense to you. So it's not a general fund obligation. It's an obligation where everybody can be assured that there'll be money for Social Security. It's not going to be a negotiating part of each year's budget where, okay, right, we're going to slash the defense spending some, and we're going to slash discretionary spending some, but they can never slash under this formula Social Security benefits. Well, get ready, because it is what it is. He's setting you up. He's setting up all of the workers of America to have their Social Security benefits slashed. Because his plan, as he said, if he's reelected, he's going to make it permanent. Oh, isn't that great? There'll be no more direct payments for Social Security. That's what's going to be permanent. And so you think you're not getting the money. What's going to end up happening is they're going to take Social Security off the grid. And eventually they'll cut it. You know, George Bush Jr. tried this when he was, if you remember, when he was reelected in 2004. He had all this political capital that he tried to expense on making Social Security private. And that was landed with a big thud in Congress. It never happened. That was kind of the end of his second term. And Trump is trying it again. Because why? Why does he want to do this so much? Why? Because it cuts the tax for corporations by 6.2% and puts the burden into the general fund, which then the government, of course, is as bankrupt as it is now, but it'll just go more into it and its ability to cut Social Security. And that's what it is. And people need to really be aware of this one, because this is one that is seriously going to affect the amount of money, especially seniors, of how much they're going to be able to have to live on. So not only is he keeping the wages down for employees, which is part of his plan, he's also going to further cut the taxes for the employers, and in so doing, by cutting the payroll tax, he'll be able to then put the Social Security payment into the general fund and cut that as part of the general fund, and also includes Medicare with it. And, you know, what's Vice President Biden's plan if he gets elected? His plan is to, right now, the 6.2% is cut off at $137,500. Every penny that you make more than that, it's not subject to the payroll tax. What Vice President Biden proposes is, okay, well, let's keep the cutoff where it is, but we'll have a gap. And if you make more than $400,000 a year, or you're paying an employee more than $400,000 a year, at that point in time, it comes back in. So the people making $400,000 or more will start to pay in their share, and the employer will pay in his share, and that will keep the Social Security benefits solvent for the foreseeable future. That's the plan there. And he also plans, as part of it, to take Medicare then down from age 65 to age 60. Trump has no such plans. His plan is to get rid of Social Security, and to the extent he can, get rid of Medicare, to the extent he can, get rid of Obamacare, because he has no interest in the working man. This is not his constituency. His constituency is corporations and management. That's why the stock market is up, because they recognize him as the leader for corporate America, which is what it is, what it is. And so we should recognize that too. Why would anybody vote for him when every one of his plans is detrimental to laborers in this country? He has not done one thing. He has not passed one law that has helped the working stiff in this country, not one. And what has he done for infrastructure legislation? None. There's nothing. He could have brought home all the manufacturing for, you know, the essential services, the personal protective equipment for the people in the hospitals, the testing equipment for COVID. None of this has come home. It's still being produced in China. He set up nothing. I mean, this man has done nothing for this country's workers over the last 4 years. And when asked what his plans were for the next 4 years, he didn't have any, because he's not going to do anything. And so it's kind of frightening when he still has a lot of people that are going to vote for him. It amazes me the number of people that would even think about voting for him. What has he done in response to the COVID epidemic? Nothing. Nothing.
Okay, so let me play devil's advocate with you, because, you know,
sure,
a lot of people are saying, well, you know, President Trump is a good businessman. He knows what he's doing when it comes to business. And
he's bankrupted
trying
everything
to help,
he's been in.
And he's trying to help
businesses.
How can anybody
say he's a good businessman? Go, I mean, that, Bert. I'm sorry to interrupt you, but how can you say that? He bankrupted everything he's been in. All his businesses are losing money. He's never made any money. And, you know, he won't release his tax returns because they'll show he's never made any. He's borrowed a lot of money. He's defaulted on a lot of debt. He's bankrupted a lot of companies. He's defrauded a lot of people and had to pay it. He had a foundation he defrauded when and had to close it down. So okay, let's get past the fact, because he's not a good businessman. But go ahead. What next do we have?
Well, I think that was it. I think a lot of people are under, and I agree with everything you said. If people will do their research, they will find that he's not nearly as successful as he tries to tell you. And you know what's so funny is this. We all know that if somebody's telling you how honest they are, that you need to find your wallet and hold on to it, right? I mean, when somebody's
exactly
got to tell you how honest they are, that's usually a red flag. Now, in this case, Trump has asserted multiple times how good he is in business. I'm a great businessman. I'm a good businessman. You know, I'm awesome at business. You know that I'm awesome at business. You have no idea how good I am at business, I think is actually what he said in one of his little, speeches. And, you know, but the reality is a lot of people do not understand, do not know what you said, which is that he's filed bankruptcy multiple times, which, by the way, sometimes is what happens when you risk, you know, Walt Disney filed bankruptcy a lot. So it's not necessarily a bad thing that you file bankruptcy. It's there for that situation. But what you said is absolutely true, that everything that he's touched has not done well. But for the fact that somebody's come in and either has partnered with Trump, has loaned him some money to prop things up, you know, there's a lot that his father did under the table that nobody knows about. And, you know, just the other day, somebody said that compared to the families in New York who are real estate investors, Trump's real estate holdings are amoebic. They're minute. However, what Trump has done and what he's really good at is that he's gotten tons of media attention. And that is one of the things.
He's a huckster.
He is. He's a huckster.
He's a fraud. He's a huckster, and he's pulled the wool over everybody's eyes. But it's been 4 years. People have to wake up. It is what it is. He's a fraud. He's done nothing. Yeah. Well, you know, in order to be good at business, Bert, you have to keep your labor costs down. And so that's what you can argue, well, okay, you know, he's done well for business. You have to keep your taxes down. Oh, well, okay, he's done well for business. Yeah, I get it. I mean, I get the idea, but at whose expense? At whose expense is, in another 4 years is he going to try to cut costs? Remember, we are deeply in debt, this country, and they have to cut costs somewhere. And the big, shining money tree that they want to chop down is the payroll tax for Social Security and Medicare. That's what they're after. That is what they're after. And everybody in this country should be afraid of that.
Here's what I want to interject. Because I you know that there's some people out there, and this is what some people will tell you. When I say some people, this is what some politicians will tell you, is that Americans can do a better job with their money than Social Security. And theoretically, that's true. However, historically, that's not true. The reason, or at least one of the reasons that Social Security is out there, is because we, as Americans, do an incredibly poor job with our money, and we do an incredibly poor job of saving for our retirement. And if it wasn't for Social Security, there's a lot of people who would be out on the streets. And that's
irony of it all is a lot of these people are still voting for Trump. And he's the one that's going to take away their Social Security. I mean, they need to think twice. He's certainly going to take away their any type of food assistance they have or any type of medical assistance they have. And now that it's going to take away their Social Security, that puts them on the street. But he just doesn't care.
He does.
It is what it is to him. If you can sleep at night where your policy, you've caused the death of over 170,000 Americans, if you can still sleep at night and do nothing, and your response to is, what are you going to do? The 150,000 Americans have died from this pandemic. It is what it is. I mean, what a statement for somebody in charge of the system. He is a fraud. He is incompetent. He needs to be given the way to the door, and he needs to be given it in a big way so he doesn't say that the election was fraudulent, because that's the next thing. Our democracy is at stake now, because he's not going to leave voluntarily unless this is a landslide election and a win for Vice President Biden.
Vice President Biden has a soul. He does. And I think that one of the things that what I find interesting is Trump on more than one occasion has reportedly say that he's not leaving the White House regardless of who wins. Which I find interesting and fascinating and a bit terrifying. And then the other thing is, if you look at Mary Trump, her book, which you could say, oh, you know what, she is an upset niece and, you know, she's just out there to bring out the dirt. However, she is a trained psychologist. And what I like about what she's done is she tells you a story about Trump, and then she has some psychological information to kind of pinpoint what this means, right? So it's not just, hey, Trump's a bad guy, look at some of the stuff that he's done. It's, here's a psychologist who has very personal information and is basically saying, this, from a psychological point of view, this guy's unstable.
No, remember, life has two aspects. One is a narrative where it's stories you can make up, and one is evidence and facts. Trump does not believe in evidence and facts, and if someone presents him with evidence and facts, he gets rid of them. Everybody, yeah. He just gets rid of him. Dr. Fauci gave him the evidence and facts. He got rid of him. Bricks gave him the evidence and facts. He sent her away. And he brought some other yo-ho in who knows nothing about infectious disease. And he's asking for less testing. That's the last thing you want to do, to isolate this. We don't even have a good test yet. Finally, someone's inventing a saliva test that the NBA has experimented with, and it works. And it's 15 minutes. We should have had this months and months ago, because there should not only be a task force and for a vaccine, there should have been a task force for testing, so we could isolate people with it, so there's not community spread, so we can isolate the disease while we find a vaccine. But none of this happened. Because why? Because our president doesn't believe in evidence. He believes in narratives. He can just make it up. And that's what he's been doing his whole life. He's a huckster.
Right.
He's just a TV huckster.
And here's kind of the way, this is my personal thought on this. You know, when the coronavirus first started coming out, President Trump, along with a lot of other leaders, were saying it's not that big of a deal, right? There's a lot of documentation that a lot of leaders, the prime minister from England, a bunch of, you know, Canada, they were all on the same page. We don't think it's going to be that big of a deal. However, those leaders were quick to change their mind, or at least once they changed their mind, they were quick to act. And they started funding and research in the coronavirus, and they started warning people, and they started locking things down. Now, what I do blame Mr. Trump for, President Trump, is that his lack of action after things changed. He should have moved quicker, better, faster. And to your point, if he doesn't agree with you, he gets rid of you. And so, you know, I think that a real leader, this is, again, my opinion, a real leader would have said, okay, let's take Dr. Fauci's information and let's put it to the test. And let's take somebody else's information and put that to the test, because you got to do a test. You got to figure out what's working, what's not working. But in this case, is he just gets rid of people that don't agree with him, right? That's it.
Yeah, look at his cabinet when he started. He had some decent fellows in there, Mattis and some other folks, and he got rid of all of them because they disagreed with him. And so it's his way or the highway, and his way is not a way at all. It's all it is a way to cut corporate taxes and cut corporate spending to the extent they can for labor, and have corporations make as much money as they can at the expense of labor. And now it's going to be at the expense of Social Security and Medicare. So everybody out there is no reason to vote for Donald Trump. I am sorry. There is no reason. The man is incompetent. He's dangerous. He has proven that in 4 years. 4 years ago, you could have argued, well, you know, he could change. He could be a not just a huckster. He could be a bright guy and bring in a good group of people and listen to them. But it didn't happen. So we've seen 4 years. We have the evidence now. The evidence is that this guy, Trump, is incompetent. And yet there's no reason for anybody to vote for him unless you are a corporate head and you don't care about the rest of the world, because the corporations are going to have nowhere to spend their money and their profits because he's destroying the planet. Everything he's doing is counterintuitive to what would be good for people. It's only what's good for the corporations. And that's why the stock market's up, because he's feeding the corporations all this money, but it's a false positive. And what has to happen is we have to get back to an equilibrium where labor is rewarded, at least with a living wage, you know, at least that. $7.25 is not a living wage. It can't be. And Vice President Biden's been very clear about raising that to $15, which is good. He's going to have to get it through the Senate. But that's good too, because then they can come up with a bipartisan bill. But something has to happen. We have to have an infrastructure bill. Our roads don't work. Our bridges don't work. There's potholes everywhere. There just doesn't work anymore. And it's an embarrassment. Our airports are third world. And we need to get a president in that's going to have an infrastructure bill that will, you know, create millions of jobs, good-paying jobs, hard-working jobs. This is what we need, a group with a vision. Because everybody that was in his administration with a vision has been kicked out. There is no vision anymore. The vision is, how can we screw the laborers? How can we screw the workforce? How can we increase the profits of corporations? That's what his plan is. At the expense of the federal government, we're $4-5 trillion more in debt now just because of COVID to keep the economy going. And that's all government spending. And so it's something that, you know, I see, and I think you see, and I think hopefully Americans will see, but the Republicans have to realize that this is not the leader they want or the leader they need. And, you know, in 4 years, give the Democrats a chance. It's time for a change. And in 4 years, if Biden can't do it, then put up a Republican that also deals with evidence and let see what happens then. But right now, to let this guy back in power, we are in danger of an autocracy. We are in danger of the fall of the First Republic, which is over 200 years old. We are in real danger of this happening, and because this guy's not going to leave unless there's overwhelming support. Look, he's dismantled the post office so people can't get their ballots in.
Yeah,
I mean,
absolutely.
What
I mean,
is
I'm so
that
glad you
all
brought
about?
That up. I was going to bring that up as well. Is, you know, it's one thing to say, hey, you know, voting by mail, maybe not that good. It's another thing to just personally go after the post office and disrupt it for everybody.
Yeah.
It just shows you where this guy's thinking is at.
First of all, to say that it's no good, they have tests in Colorado. Colorado is 100% by mail. And the people that look at each ballot, they are trained by the FBI to look for fraudulent signatures. There has to be a signature, and they pull those ballots out for recheck. You can't send in more than one ballot with the same guy's signature on it. You know, you can't stuff the ballot box, because if you try to do that, you can only have one vote. And dead people can't vote because they're constantly updating the rolls. So basically, out of millions and millions of votes over the last few years, they've had like 7 attempts even, because there's no way to do it. You can't do it. And you can't stuff the ballot box. You can't go around your neighborhood and pick up ballots and take them in. When you try to drop it off at a drop-off station, you only get one per person. And to put it in the mail, you'd have to have everybody sign it, fill it out, put on the postage, and take it in. That is a personal thing. It's a one-on-one situation. Sure, people can go out there, but they're doing it now and recruit people. Hey, you know, you should vote for Joe Biden. Can I help you with your ballot? You want to vote for Trump? Can I help you with the ballot? People are doing that now. That's perfectly legal. That's what voting's all about.
And that's been done for years. That's been going on for decades. I mean, look,
right.
You have both Democrats and Republicans, and they're doing what they need to do, which is they're out there with their constituents saying, hey, do you need to help? Do you need help voting? Do you need to help getting to and from the voting booth or whatever? This is something that's been going on for decades. It's not only totally legal, but it's a great service. And
right.
You know, to help somebody cast their vote is a fantastic privilege. It's to me a very powerful thing, and I'm glad that we actually do it. But again, there's the right way and the wrong way. I mean, you don't want to coerce people into voting for your candidate. That would be the wrong way to do it. Let's just, you know, let's just play by the rules and do it right.
The crazy thing is again, he doesn't care who he destroys. It is what it is to him. He has no empathy for people. He's taking away. People are not getting their medicine. They're not getting their Social Security checks. They're not getting their checks, their dividend checks from the whatever there is. Their retirement checks, their unemployment checks. What has he done? He's taken the mailboxes off the street, and he's pulling sorting machines out. And he's denying postal workers overtime. So the mail's just piling up. I know I personally sent my credit card payment in for this month. It never reached the credit card company, so I had to pay it on a wire. But not because I didn't send it in. It's because the mail is not getting through for anybody. And why is that happening? Because trying to destroy the ability of people to vote by mail with fraudulent statements. Who would believe this guy? I mean, it's just amazing to me that anybody would still believe a word he says. Because everything coming out of his mouth is a lie.
Yeah. And you know what? Look, I want to make this perfectly clear. When you're the president of the United States, you know, you're sometimes in a hurry. You got a lot of things on your mind. We've had presidents who have misspoken, who have, you know, I think they used to make fun of George Bush Jr. for his Bushisms, right, and stuff like that. And we're not talking about that. We're talking about an individual who has a very loose relationship with the truth.
Or none.
Or none. And what's so funny is that there are several websites out there dedicated to fact checking the president. And you know, it's one of those things where, come on, you're the president of the United States. We shouldn't have to fact check every single statement that comes out of your mouth.
Yeah, he makes it up and he doesn't care. The thing that's so scary is he has no empathy for all the people that, and their families that have been destroyed as a result of this virus. He doesn't, you know, doesn't keep him awake at night. That doesn't bother him. What keeps him awake at night is he's paying corporate payroll taxes on his corporation, and others are paying it. And he's being told by these guys, hey, get rid of the payroll tax. That's killing me. And that's what he's trying to do. That's his next tax. He's gone after the corporate tax. He's taken that down. And at whose expense? This time it'll be people's Social Security and Medicare. Now he's going to destroy that. And he's going to destroy the lives of more people. He has no plan. He had no plan for the first 4 years except to reduce taxes, which he's done. And his plan for the next 4 years is to reduce more corporate taxes, which he plans to do. And he's telling everybody the plan, and nobody comes forth about saying, wait a minute, you're getting rid of the payroll tax. That's what pays my Medicare.
Right.
No, that's
right.
What pays my Social Security. It's not – the information's not coming out as it should.
Right.
And that's the scary part.
And I do want to – inject the fact that I think one of his other plans that we have seen him, execute is his hotel resorts, his golfing resorts. They have gotten a lot more attention. He golfs as much as a professional golfer, it seems like. He's out there quite a bit. I remember him distinctly saying that if he was president, he'd never be golfing. Because he was making fun of how much Obama golfed. And so here's a guy who is out there golfing all the time, but he only golfs at where? His Trump resorts or his Trump golf courses, where
right.
He is able to use that as a market tool. Look what he's done with his Mar-a-Lago, or however you pronounce that, at taxpayers' expense. They've had to add tons of security. And I'm sure that was part of the plan as well.
Okay, if you listen to Trump, everything he says, for the most part, you listen to it, and when he makes fun of other people and says things about other people, it's things that he does.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, he calls people liars and things, but he's the guy that's doing the lying.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
he is the big liar. He's lied to us for 4 years, and he's going to lie to us for another 4 years if you let him stay in office. And this is a disaster. The last 4 years have been a disaster for the working man. And my heart goes out to the labor force that's having to work at these slave wages. And I feel sorry for the people on Social Security and Medicare, because at the end of the day, he's going to try to get rid of that if he stays in office. That's why he can't tell you his plan for the next 4 years, because if he told you, you'd never vote for him. So it is what it is. You know, we can't make it anything different.
Norm, it's just, you know what, it's an amazing thing. We're out of time. It's always good to have you on the show. And, you know, as you have taught me over the years, it's really about, it's simple. It's just vote for your pocketbook. Follow the money. And if you think that having Trump in office for the next 4 years is going to line your pockets, is going to make your life better, then you're going to vote for Trump. However, if you think that having Trump in office is going to hurt your pocketbook, like it has for many of us, then you're going to have to vote for Joe Biden. That's really it.
And, you know, it's bigger than that, unfortunately, this election, because people's lives are at stake because of this pandemic. And if you think that Trump is going to somehow miraculously turn around and end this pandemic when he hasn't done it since it started in January, then you're fooling yourself. He's not going to do it. He doesn't believe in it. He doesn't believe in testing. He only believes in the numbers, and he doesn't care about anybody. So if you value your life, and if you value this democracy, you have to vote for Biden at this point in time. You know, and this goes out to all my Republican friends too. It's just the time when we need a change, and we need to give the Democrats a chance. And 4 years from now, we can make a rational decision on how to go forward from there. But we got to get rid of this guy. We got to kick him out of office and show him the way to the door.
Absolutely. Norm Blumenthal, thank you so much for stopping
thank
by.
You, Bill.
Always good to have you on the show, my friend.
Pleasure. You take care.
Good stuff there from Norm Blumenthal. Norm Blumenthal, as mentioned, is an attorney for workers and consumers, selected as one of America's most trusted lawyers in employment law. You can find out more about Norm and his team at BAMLawCA.com, BAMLawCA.com. Let me hear from you. Are you opposed to the payroll tax being terminated? Are you excited about the payroll tax terminated? I am a small business operator. You know, sometimes paying payroll tax is a huge burden, but you have to look at the benefits. Anyway, let me hear from you. I'm on all the social media out there. Let's share this episode with everyone you know. Let's help as many people as we can to get out there and vote for their own benefit. Remember, you were created to succeed.
Tune in Monday through Friday here on Money for Lunch, and check out our website at moneyforlunch.com.